Dear Customer Relations, I have always had a healthy respect for that fine institution, the milkman. Indeed, being a milkman, or a junior assistant milkman to be more accurate, was my very first proper job. Although I long since stopped having sour milk delivered because I could buy fresh milk from the supermarket, I do retain a genuine affection for the concept of the doorstep bottle. However, over recent years, this affection has been tested to the absolute limit. So it was a blessing that today I happened upon your website, milkandmore.co.uk, and what a useful little website it turned out to be. Not only did it confirm that you were responsible for my local milk deliveries, but it even gave me the name of my local milkman. His name is Barry. You need to know that Barry is an ignorant, thoughtless, moronic prat, and he's about as popular locally as the bubonic plague. As your website quite correctly points out, your milkman delivers nice and early. I'll say he does. Barry delivers the milk to the one remaining house in our quiet little cul-de-sac that still has deliveries between 2 a.m. and 2:30 a.m. on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. How do I know the time? Because Barry never fails to wake me up and every other resident of the 73 houses on our development between 2 a.m. and 2:30 a.m. every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. For some years now, Barry has been trying to break his own record for just how fast he can complete his round. Sadly, Barry does not possess one of those nice, quiet little electric milk floats. Oh no, Barry has the noisiest, nastiest diesel-engined racing float known to man. From what I have heard, I have never actually managed to see him because he simply moves too fast. He enters the cul-de-sac in first gear with foot to the floor, brakes abruptly, jumps out to make his delivery, and then reverses back the way he came with the needle on his rev counter well into the red zone before he performs a quick handbrake turn and then back to first gear before screaming off down the street to wake up other people. Barry evidently has yet to discover second, third, and fourth gears. He may as well deliver the milk in a Harrier jump jet. I have considered setting my alarm for 1:45 a.m. and lying in wait for him, but I just don't think I would be able to confront him without stuffing a few token bottles of Silvertop and possibly a milk crate where the sun doesn't shine. I have even thought about buying a stinger, one of those spiky things the police use to stop little sods that spend their time nicking Golf GTIs, and laying it across the mouth of the cul-de-sac to teach Barry a lesson. Most therapeutic of all, though, I fantasize about buying a rocket-propelled grenade launcher, aiming carefully out of my bedroom window and blowing Barry, his diesel-powered monstrosity, and gallons of milk and yoghurt to kingdom come. That's the one that usually gets me back to sleep. Of course, it isn't really very likely that I will resort to the use of heavy weaponry, but a total sense of humor failure is certainly on the cards. That would involve long conversations with the noise control and antisocial behaviour departments at the local authority and a word or two in the ear of the local community police officer. Yours in anticipation of a decent night's sleep, Anthony.